Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Media days are upon us, beginning today in Birmingham. And our Chris Goforth, who is one of the hosts here on 92.9 The Game, and of course one of the college football game day hosts, and has been covering the SEC for way much longer than he would ever like to think, is joining us this morning to talk a little bit about what we can expect this week. Hey, Chris.
Hey, John. Hey, Hugh. What's going on, guys?
Good morning. Good morning. So, Chris, does this get old for you? Is it old now?
No, man, this never gets old. This is the start of football season. I mean, this is like Christmas Day whenever this week rolls around, because we get this week, and then we'll get the Falcons into training camp. The high school football practice will start right after that, and then we get some football, actually some actual games being played, Hugh. It never gets old, man.
So going into this college football season, Chris, I'm pretty sure that, you know, when you're going down there, you're going to have some questions on your mind that you would like to have some of the coaches. Like, for instance, Nick Saban. What would you like to hear Nick Saban answer at Media Day?
Can we get a truthful answer out of Nick Saban and not the kind of the long, winding coach speak that he tends to want to give? There's a couple of things, Hugh. I think from all of these guys, and I think one of the things that I'll be shocked if they don't all address it, even Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, when he takes the podium later today. I think the transfer portal and just how that has changed college football from where we were just a year, two, 3 years ago, the transfer portal and where we're headed with it is something I want to hear from all of those guys. And I think that's going to be, and there's always a couple every year, but I think the transfer portal will be one of those running themes that you're going to see a lot of stuff written about, and a lot of stuff as coaches, even the athletes that are going to be in Hoover this week, I think they'll be asked about it. I think that's one of the things that you're going to see a lot and hear a lot about this week, is the transfer portal and where we're headed with it.
Chris Goforth is covering the SEC Media Days for us, as he heads to Birmingham today. Florida, LSU, Missouri, and as Chris mentioned, the commissioner, Greg Sankey, will be front and center, with the Florida Gators being out there with Dan Mullen today, Chris. Dan Mullen has been taking a few shots, a few jabs at Georgia, and every year there's always a jab or two by a coach, and I don't imagine there's any reason for Dan Mullen, since he's been firing away here, to back off that throttle at all. If he wants to continue to take another shot at Georgia, if it's about firing up his own team or whatnot, it could be interesting what Mullen says today.
Yeah, he's kind of took a page out of Steve Spurrier's book, right? Remember when Spurrier was at Florida and he would always take his jabs at Tennessee? You can't spell citrus without UT, kind of poking fun at Tennessee going to the Citrus Bowl every year after finishing second in the SEC behind Florida. So that is something that, I would expect will continue today. It'll be interesting a little later on when Dan Mullen gets to the podium to hear what all he has to say. He's also got to figure out how to replace four offensive linemen as well. So I think there's probably a lot, should be a lot more on his mind right now, John, than just what's going to happen against Georgia later on in the year.
You know, speaking of that, you know, we're talking about Florida. I mean, they're still trying to figure out who their quarterback is going to be. But in your mind, who is the third best, and for that matter, the fourth best quarterback in the SEC right now?
Oh, wow. You know, I talked to a guy last week who went to the Manning Passing Academy, and he said the guy that just jumped out that was the most impressive of all the quarterbacks there, the guy that he thought had taken the biggest step, was Jake Bentley at South Carolina. You know, they do a little skills contest there amongst the college quarterbacks. They call it the Air It Out competition, and Jake Bentley won that thing, and it's based off your accuracy on deep throws. So Jake Bentley stands out. I think another guy that kind of got overlooked a lot last year because he had absolute trash around him, but a guy that played a lot better, I think, than what people realize, and that's Jarrett Garantano. And I think you're talking about two guys there at both South Carolina and Tennessee that are they able to take that next step? But I think that's the question we ask about a lot of these guys. If Felipe Franks at Florida, he was fantastic last year, Hugh, those last two, three, four games of the season. Can he continue that? I know, you know, Dan Mullen has this, you know, this reputation of being a quarterback whisperer. Can he continue that development with Felipe Franks? I think Franks has a huge skill set if it can be harnessed and used the right way. But if you were to ask me today, you know, maybe not the most popular picks in Bentley and Garantano, but those would be the next two for me.
Talking with Chris Goforth, he is covering the SEC Media Days, which begin today. Florida, LSU, Missouri. One thing I was looking, Chris, at, and we mentioned earlier, that normally the Big Ten and the ACC and the SEC sort of spread it out, but they're all going to crash together come Wednesday and Thursday of this week. So they're all in Chicago, Charlotte, and in Birmingham. So we'll be trying to follow as many storylines as we can that are coming out of all of these, whether it's Georgia Tech or Clemson or Ohio State and Michigan and whatnot in the Big Ten in Chicago. But in the SEC, the one thing I think that really jumped out at me is the SEC, unlike the ACC, unlike the Big Ten, like, for example, in the Big Ten, there's going to be no Justin Fields, no Shea Patterson, no Adrian Martinez. In the SEC, the ACC, there's going to be no Trevor Lawrence. There's going to be none of the big-name players, no Tate Martell. Not that you expect them to put a first-year quarterback in there, but Missouri is. Missouri is going to put, you know, Kellen Bryan out there. LSU's bringing Joe Burrow. Florida's bringing Felipe Franks. Fromm's going to be there. Tua's going to be there. Dylan Moses, Jerry Jeudy, Kellen Mond, who's another great quarterback at A&M. Derek Brown at Auburn. The SEC brings their star players, unlike the other two leagues.
Well, and I think that's part of the reason why this thing has exploded down here the way that it has. You know, because they do. They bring in the better players, or I should say the names that we know in college football and the people that you know, fans want to hear from. And I think that says a lot. But, you know, if you go around and you take a look, Delpit, the safety from LSU, is going to be there, who may be the best defensive player in the conference. You talked about a lot of those quarterbacks that are coming. We mentioned Garantano and Bentley a minute ago for South Carolina and Tennessee. Those guys are going to be here this week as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of knowns that show up at SEC Media Days, guys you've heard of before, guys you've seen play.
Talking with Chris Goforth as he gets ready to cover the SEC Media Days, specifically to Georgia, which is going to go tomorrow. That is going to be really interesting. Certainly Kirby's going to be asked the standard question about whether or not this is the year. He's going to be asked about, you know, some of his players. And most notably, I think he's going to be asked about J.J. Holloman, what happened there when it comes to his wide receiver, his very young and inexperienced wide receiver core. And it'll be interesting to see what he has to say in terms of that. He'll probably dodge, knowing Kirby, best that he can. But I guess what we're going to try and glean is you've got a great offensive line, maybe the best in the nation. You have a tremendous quarterback, and you have four really good running backs. The only question with Georgia and its offense seems to be, can that young and inexperienced receiver core grow in a big hurry?
No, I agree with you 100%, John, that's the only piece that's missing for Georgia on offense. And they need Lawrence Cager, who's a wide receiver transfer from Miami. He's on the NFL radar. I think he's on the watch list for the Senior Bowl already. He is a guy that they need to come in and contribute right away. Demetrius Robertson, who we didn't see much from last year, or Robinson, rather, a guy that we didn't see too much from last year, he's another guy that needs to come in. He's the Cal transfer that I don't think he was ready for what it takes to play wide receiver at Georgia last year, both from a physical standpoint as well as a mental standpoint. Hopefully he's got that fixed. As you guys know, when you're in that pro-style offense, sometimes it can be really difficult to get freshman receivers on the field right away. I think Pickens and Blaylock are I think those guys will be fantastic at Georgia eventually. But it may take them a little while because you're going to ask those guys now to make reads at the offensive line in terms of the route that they run that they've never had to make before. That's going to be the big key for those two guys getting on the field. I think they can be fantastic, eventually, but it may take them a little while. I will be shocked, guys, if we don't look at the stats 3-4 weeks into the season and see DeAndre Swift leading Georgia in receptions. I think you're going to see, especially early, the ball going to a lot of backs coming out of the backfield until Cager, Robinson, and maybe one or two of those freshmen, as well as a transfer at tight end and Stocker. When those guys can kind of find their way, then I think maybe you see that offense begin to take off a little bit. But I would expect a lot of balls going to the running backs coming out of the backfield, at least in the first week or two.
You know, it's funny. I was just about to ask you that with DeAndre Swift. Last couple of weeks, people have been throwing his name out there as a legit Heisman candidate. How do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's out of the question. I don't think it's out of the question for him or Jake Fromm either. I think the one thing about, you know, right now playing running back is that in terms of where that award is concerned, it seems to have turned into a quarterback award. So if you were going to ask me, you know, who's the guy at Georgia, I would probably go with Jake Fromm over Swift. But certainly I think DeAndre Swift, we saw it last year. I mean, he was fantastic last year. Not only can he run with power, he's got speed, and he's got good hands coming out of the backfield to catch the ball. So the numbers for him will be there. But, again, it's the Heisman has kind of turned into that quarterback award, and Jake Fromm's going to have some pretty good numbers at the end of the year too.
And it all began in just a little bit here as we open up the SEC Media Days this afternoon with Missouri first up at 11:30 this morning, followed by Florida and LSU this afternoon. All right, it's Chris Goforth. Thanks, Chris. Do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Don't have to tell you, it's always an enjoyable trip. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.